Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. This show is not like any other show out there. We tell the truth. No one controls what we say, and we're on a mission to expose what is going on in government on both sides of the aisle and in between. You can go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of the show, and thanks for listening in.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
This is not rehearsed. I'm just some person that listened to the commercial and said, you know what? Fruits and vegetables, how can I go wrong? At one point, I was going to stop taking it. And then I got a message saying that even if you stop taking it, you still have your coat for 2 months. And that's when I really realized you people aren't looking for money. You really care about the human being and helping people. So to me, that is the most important thing.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
The Patriot Act, turning citizens into suspects since 2001. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
The truth hurts, doesn't it, Habsburg? Oh, sure. Maybe not as much as jumping on a bicycle with a seat missing, but it hurts.
Hi there. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Uncle Milty joins me. Huge hour ahead, and Chris Ann Hall coming on in just a few minutes, and then Dave Janda from Operation Freedom. He's got a great show. He's been on our show before for his own situation. He's a doctor and left that profession. And anyway, I'm so happy to have you listening today. Make sure and go to katedalyradio.com. Chris Ann Hall joins us, constitutional expert and attorney, Chris Ann Hall, which we absolutely love, coming on the show every Thursday. Happy to have you. How are you, Chris Ann?
I am fantastic. Sorry, awesome. I'm a few minutes late to everybody who were.
You're all right.
You're more like 30 seconds.
Yeah, more like 30 seconds. We'll take it. We're good. We're good.
Oh, cool. I'm so glad I wasn't so late as I thought I was.
Not a problem. So I want to know what's on your radar because we have a short period of time with you today. I really got to know what's going on with you and what are you looking at? We were just talking about the new hate crime misdemeanor act that the Democrats wanted to push or want to push right now called Disarm Hate Act, which would give us no gun ownership for anybody committing a misdemeanor. That means even interrupting a meeting. That's pretty darn bad. I can't even, the hits that we're taking on gun ownership, I don't think we're realizing it. All of our attention's on other stuff, and I don't know if you want to weigh in on that or not. It's alarming how much we're not noticing these cuts on the Second Amendment.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a death by a thousand cuts. We should expect that. I mean, it's been coming for decades now. And the beginning of gun licensing is, you know, the incorporation in the creation of the ATF. And I mean, if we actually think back how far this has been going on and we think back to how much we have actually allowed our liberties to be gradually usurped, it's no surprise that we are where we are today.
Yeah, it is. And it's sad. I think it's sad to me just because we are enduring it. There's not much we're doing about it. And I don't know how to turn that around.
Yeah.
You know, everybody
wants
to know, what can I do? And these bills, just we keep getting pummeled by these kinds of bills going through, and we do not have the people that are standing up against it. And
because we're too distracted by the impeachment lies.
Yes. Yes. It's taken on a life of its own, has it not? Oh, my
Well, do you
gosh.
Know, I did, let's say on my radio show today, I did the top four impeachment myths.
Okay. Let's do it.
Are you ready?
Yes. Give them to me.
Myth number four.
Okay.
Trump does not have a right to confront the witnesses against him.
Okay.
Okay. he absolutely does have a right to confront the witnesses against him. And the legal experts say, oh, well, that's because impeachment is not the same as a criminal proceeding. Mm. Well, it doesn't have to be a criminal proceeding. If the government is coming against you in your employment, if the government is coming against you in your property or anything, whether it's criminal or not, you have the right to due process. Okay. It doesn't have to be criminal. Because guess what? Your right to confront the witnesses against you is a part of due process.
Mm.
It's not the result of the Sixth Amendment. And once again, that's where we get off track when we start thinking that our rights come from the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, you know how that works. Therefore, because our rights come from the Constitution, then we have to make sure that we surrender them whenever the government doesn't think they apply.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically what it boils down to, because if Trump doesn't have a right to confront the witnesses against him, and he's president of the United States, when are you and I going to have that right?
That's so true. Great point. Great point. What's myth number two?
Myth number three, I'm working backwards. That was four.
Okay.
Number three is that he gives up all due process.
Okay.
No, he does not. And if Donald Trump, as president of the United States, doesn't get due process, then you or I do not either.
Mm.
And so, I mean, there's so many things. You know, this whole idea that because he's a whistleblower, he can stay anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not how being a whistleblower works. We created whistleblower laws to protect people so that they could come forward.
Right.
Because you have a right to confront your witness. You don't get to be sentenced. You don't get to lose your job because somebody's anonymous complaint. That's not how it works.
Right.
And the idea that the whistleblower can stay anonymous is contrary to every creation of every whistleblower law that we've ever created. So it's just ludicrous.
Yeah.
But we don't want to endanger them, Chrisanne.
Well, you know, whistleblower Assange didn't get that treatment. The treatment that this guy seems to be getting. He's CIA. Did that surprise you? No, not at all.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't believe any of it.
Yeah.
All right. Myth number two.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump does not get to run for two more terms if he's impeached by the House and the Senate does not go through. Have you seen that meme?
Yes. I've seen it. Yeah,
okay.
I've seen something
all right,
like
that's
that.
That's got to be one of the most ridiculous things that I've said. I mean, I actually ignored it for a really long time because I thought it was just somebody trying to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
But it's apparently, I've seen blue checks actually tweeting this out. So, no, Donald Trump doesn't get to run for two more terms. It doesn't nullify his first term. That is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And if that were actually the fact, wouldn't you think the Democrats would have figured that out when that happened to Clinton?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So true. So
okay.
True.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Myth number one. Do we have a drum roll, please?
There we go.
Myth number one.
Go. Yes.
There is no impeachment inquiry.
Oh, interesting. You want to explain that? I think everyone went, what?
There have been no subpoenas issued. There is no formal inquiry. This is actually a formal committee process, and it has not started. All they did was issue letters.
Mm.
Letters are not subpoenas. Letters are, hey, will you come talk to us? A subpoena is a legal document that compels someone to come forward to present testimony or to provide evidence or documents. None of that has happened. No formal impeachment inquiry has happened. So it's all just a lie.
Wow.
Well, I think that's awful negative. Can't we just call it a Broadway show?
Impeachment narrative. The impeachment inquiry. So what the media is telling everybody, because they keep referring to it as this very formal thing that's happened, that has started, is a lie.
Yes. It's a complete, complete lie.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing has started.
Okay.
Nothing at all. The only thing that has happened is Nancy Pelosi has agreed that we, you know, I mean, at this point, it's just them talking about nothing at all. You know, it's the precursor to the beginning of the start of the thinking about the impeachment inquiry.
It's the booking of a hotel room to actually go to court a week from Tuesday. It's kind of like the pre.
Well, it's even less than that, because if you know you're going.
Yeah. Whoops. There you go.
Lost her.
Hopefully she'll come right back. I want to hear this.
That's so good to hear, though, because they keep insisting that they've started something.
Yes.
They've really done nothing.
Yes. Yeah. So it's about the equivalent of them talking about it or threatening about it for Russia. For the whole Russia
exactly,
hoax.
Yeah, exactly. It's no different.
Yeah. Okay, you're back, Chris Ann.
Yeah, I guess they didn't like what I was saying, and they had to just
this, exactly. This has been happening.
It's not like I'm driving through the deserts of Arizona. I'm actually sitting in my studio in my house.
Right.
So I know.
Well, it's been happening to you a lot, I know. So you addressed that last week, and I thought it was so funny that you were addressing them personally. So thank you for that. I love it.
We talk to them all the time.
So this is the equivalent.
I just figure if they're going to listen, maybe they'll actually learn something every now and again.
I think it's great. I hope they're getting an education right now.
I just wish that people wouldn't get sucked into these things.
Yeah.
Seriously, we get sucked into these things that distract us and divide our attention from things that are truly, truly important.
I agree.
For example, you've seen the headlines about how New York City is going to start handing out $250,000 fines for people who use the word illegal aliens.
Yeah, that's a big story.
Yes.
That's not true either.
Yes, it's a very big story. They do have a hate crime, some language in a hate crime statute that they have, don't they?
Yeah, well, the headline is not even accurate. It's not even true. Okay. Basically, what has happened is the Human Rights Commission issued a white paper, which is just simply a legal explanation of how the laws work to people who are in housing, who work in government housing, people who get government housing, people who are receiving government benefits, and in some specific cases, those of public accommodation. Mm-hmm. And so basically what the white paper says is that it is our definition of this law, which is already in existence, that, hey, you cannot be discriminated against because someone believes or thinks that you're an illegal alien.
Right.
The whole thing is totally wrong. The New York City cops are not walking through the street handing out tickets with $250,000 fines for people standing on the street corner screaming illegal alien.
Right.
It's sort of like shouting fire in a crowded theater. It doesn't happen. It's actually like the government housing department or the health department handing you a citation if you're a landlord because you've discriminated against someone because you think they're an illegal alien and they're not.
Right. This came from an NYC directive, right? An NYC directive.
It's the New York City Commission on Human Rights. Mm-hmm. They're like the health department for restaurants, but they're the Human Rights Commission for landlords and employers and stuff like that.
Right.
So it's just, once again, it's just a lie to get people all stirred up for nothing and distracted from what's really, really happening in America.
Yes. And
but you said it's a big story. And and that's what disturbs me, because there are big stories out there that are not being covered.
Yep. And that's what we're aiming to do. I always appreciate you. I hope that you're getting Chris Ann Hall's show, because she's got a fantastic show, the Chris Ann Hall Show, and you're growing all the time. It's amazing. I love it.
Yeah.
And also,
when I talk to you next week, I'm going to be able to tell you something very exciting next week.
Okay. Because I wanted to see if you wanted to make any announcements or you wanted to talk about anything coming up. So, yes.
Was that a little slip that happened?
A little slip, no.
Okay, all right. We'll talk about that next week. You'll have us on pins and needles, I'm sure. And so we will. Make sure you get the Chris Ann Hall Show. Chris Ann, you're awesome. What can we say? Thank you. Thank you for all you do.
Yes.
Love you guys.
God bless.
Love you. See ya. She's great. Be right back with Dave Janda from Operation Freedom. Don't go anywhere. This is the Kate Daly Show. Thank you for listening to The Kate Daly Show. You can go to The Kate Daly Show on Facebook, The Kate Daly Show on Twitter. Happy to see you there. And also message me. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at kate@katedalyradio.com. Go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of our live show.